So I'm getting married, man. Shit, I can't get married. I don't want to get married and stuff. So mama kept on, this is the best thing for you, man, you know. And I had asked, well, at this time, Roberta was going to school down in Little Rock. She was going to school in,
What was her maiden name?
Roberta, you know, she was. So I asked her, you know, if she had married me sometime, you know, when she got around to it. You know, I told her, you know, after you got out of school and what it is, you know, she said she'd think about it, you know, and we started to writing each other and stuff. And then when she told me that she would, you know, I went and bought a ring and shit, you know. And then after I bought the ring, it's just, man, you know, I ain't ready to get married. I don't, you know, I ain't got no house, you know, none of that shit. So, you know, they went on, mom and them went on to straighten up the house and stuff, you know. And I came home and we got married, you know, a couple of months in October or something.
Did y'all get married in California?
No, we got married here. I got married here. Mm-hmm. Had a big church wedding, you know, and all that shit. You know, but that was the best thing that ever happened to me. That is the best thing that has ever happened to me as far as being able to know who I am and what I am, you know. I feel very confident that you know, she digs me, you know, and I dig her. We have two sons, you know, that I see a lot of me in both of them, and I see a lot of her in both of them. And we've been able to see this thing grow. You know, we've been able to see it grow, which I don't think that it could have grown, you know, if it was not the benefit thing coming from her, you know, to help me at my particular state of life. You know, I didn't, you know, I had withdrawn from everything, man, because of, you know, the things that had happened, you know. Because I said, no, man, there ain't no way. You know, folks don't like that. They don't like for you to be aggressive. They tell you to be aggressive, but they don't want you to be aggressive. They want you to be aggressive to just a certain amount of aggressiveness, you know, that they think that you are capable of being. Not two different meanings. They say be aggressive, but they want you to be aggressive to the point that they think, not the aggressive thing that you have within you to make you aggressive. You know, so, you know, after I separated the two, you know, then I started to, you know, get my feet on the ground as to how, if all this has happened to me blindfolded, you know, what the hell is it going to do? You know, what are the mother folks going to do that hadn't even started to experience, you know, a third of the things that I have experienced? You know, what is going to happen? All right, then that's when I proceeded with, you know, this standard rester thing, you know. I want to know why you ain't got no niggas down there. You know, you need some black folk down there. Well, I tell you, and I found out some kind of way that they had a government contract. I was going to the employment office every day trying to find a job, and I saw some folks coming out of this back room back there, you know, and this dude said that they'd been back there to take a test. But they're on a break now. I said, what kind of test they taking, you know? Well, they're taking a middle aptitude test and a finger dexterity test. I said, well, I want to take it too. Well, you can't go in there. The hell I can't. I just split on in there, you know. So, you know, I sat down, you know, and done whatever it is that they were going to do, read the instructions and what have you. And I turned out pretty good, you know, on the thing. I made the high score thing in there, so they had to consider that. But they didn't know I was a nigga, see. So they sent the stuff down to standard register and what have you. And I went down to standard register at 1 o'clock on a Thursday.